As we conclude our series of shiurim on Chol of Akum, there are a number of points that still need to be discussed. What has become quite common in farms is that the farms work with a system called AMS. AMS is automatic milk, stands for automatic milking system, which is really a system of robots where there is no human intervention in the milking of the cow. Rather, what happens is that when the cow feels the need that it should to be milked, the cow walks towards the robot. The robot is able to identify the cow through an electronic chip that's around the neck or the foot of the animal, which has all of the history of that cow. And when the robot recognizes all of this information, it puts a receptacle under the cow, and that's how the milking takes place. Each cow has its own receptacle, so like that, we could be certain that it's really done for quality purposes, but also like that, we could be sure that this receptacle was used exclusively for this cow. So Rabbi Yosha was asked the question that when we have such a system, is that good enough and we don't have to have a mashgiach? Because since each robot and each receptacle is designated specifically for each cow, so that should be a proof that this milk came from a cow. So Rabbi Yosha's opinion is that al pidin, that is certainly sufficient, but he would like to have another reason to be makel. So I saw in the sefer Chol of Yisrael Kol Chasai that says that when this issue was discussed with Rabbi Yosha Zatzal, Rabbi Matcha Gross Shlita asked Rabbi Yosha, if you're looking for another tziruf, another reason to be makel, could we rely on Ramosha's Heter, even though you don't rely on Ramosha's Heter, but could we rely on Ramosha's Heter as being the tziruf to use it to say that this milk by robot should be fine? And Rabbi Yosha said that it is. Rabbi Rabelski, interestingly enough, Rabelski Zatzal, was not satisfied. He says that even though we don't have to be concerned about this robot, this receptacle, but the concern that Chazal taught us, that Shema Ir by Chol of David Tameh, still applies, because we don't know if the milk that's here is not mixed together with milk that came from elsewhere. So what some Ashgachas do to make sure that the silo where all the milk from various cows and various farms are all mixed together, they keep a calculation and they try to figure out how much milk came from the various cows and robots. And if the number that they come up with equals to the number that they have in the silo, then we could be makel because we know that there's no other milk there. Also, it would seem that if we follow the opinion of the Chasam Sofer, that the Chasam Sofer's opinion was that Chol of Akum is a special rule, a special Gzeiras Chazal, that you have to have Yisrael Re'ehu. So the fact that it was done by a robot doesn't create that you had Yisrael Re'ehu, that the milk was supervised by a Jew. And therefore, we have to be Machmer. Another important question. As we've been discussing in this series of shiurim, we have various opinions on how to look at the gzeira of Chol HaVakum. And we have the opinion led by the Chassam Sofer, who takes a very strict opinion on Chol HaVakum. Then we have the most lenient opinion, which is the opinion of the Pri Chadosh. And then we have the more moderate opinions, the opinion of the Chachma Sodom, the opinion of Digris Moshe. The question is, even if somebody is machmer and doesn't want to rely on the Pri Chadosh and the Digris Moshe, how do we look at Chol HaVakum? As we quoted the Shach in the first of the series of Shurim, the Shach says that Chol HaVakum is Osir, and not only is it Osir, but Asis Kalim. So if somebody had Chol HaVakum that he cooked with in a keli, says the Shach, if you want to use that keli, you have to kashur the keli. What is the halacha b'zman hazeh? Do we have to take it that far? It's interesting that Rabelsky discussed this shaila in the Shaila of Tshuvas, Shulchan Alevi, Perich HaBeis Ois Hei. And Rabelsky took a more serious approach. And Rabelsky said that he would be machmer. The reason he was machmer wasn't so much that he held that way lahalocha. He said, since there are people that are machmer, that they consider, I guess that would be the opinion of the Chassam Sofer, that unless a Jew saw the milking of the cow, that milk is asur. Makes no difference what the circumstances are. And there are people that want to be machmer that way. So he told us to always treat Chol HaVakum as a surabalam. And in fact, Rav Belsky quoted a story from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, where Rav Yaakov was once somewhere with his Rebbetzin, and they served him and his Rebbetzin coffee, and the coffee had milk in it. And Rav Yaakov asked the people who were serving him the coffee, what is the status of the milk that was used in this coffee? So the Mashgiach, they said the milk was done under Hashgacha. But we also know that all milk is pasteurized. So they asked Rabbi Yaakov asked, was there a Mashgiach to make sure that the pasteurizer through which this milk went through was kashered before it was used? So they told him that they washed out the pasteurizer from previous use, but they didn't kasher it. So Rav Yaakov didn't drink the coffee. So his Rebbetzin asked Rav Yaakov, should I also not drink the coffee? So Rav Yaakov said, you could drink the coffee, because we could certainly rely on Rav Moshe that it doesn't, that Chol HaVakum, that even though we want to drink only Chol of Yisrael, that if it's Chol of Stam, Chol of companies, it doesn't ask the Kalim. Because Rav Yaakov said that since Rav Moshe Sfora is reliable, so even if you don't want to rely on Rav Moshe Sfora to drink the milk, you can rely on Rav Moshe that it wouldn't ask the Kalim. So Rav Yaakov didn't drink the coffee, but his Rebbetzin did. Rav Libus and the Shaila of Tshuvas, Beis Ovi, Chelek Dalet Evan Ezer, Simon Kuf Pei, also takes a lenient approach. He says that even though he doesn't want to agree with Rav Moshe on Chol Stam and Chol companies, he says that we could rely on him, that it doesn't ask the Kalim. And in general, he says there's a shita from the Marim of Bruno that says that Chol of Akum, not like the Shach that we quoted, like that Kalim, the Chol of Akum, real Chol of Akum, doesn't ask a Kalim. So certainly he says, by Chol Stam, we could be Makel. And so too was the opinion of Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin Zatzal, he also took into consideration the Stam Kalim Ein Bnei Yoimen. So we have a number of Paiskim that even though they're not ready to rely on the Het of Rav Moshe, they still say for Kalim we could be Makel. The Gemara in Masecht Pesachim. But as we conclude the series of Shurim on Chol of Akum, the Gemara Masecht Pesachim, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, teaches us Tan Rabbonim, Sholosh Dvorim Nemru B'Kuta Chabavli. There were three things said about Kuta Chabavli, which is a dip that was made out of dairy product. But Tamtam Es Aleif, Mesam Es Anayim, or Machash Es Aguf. Metantem Es Aleif, says the Gemara, Meshum Nesuba Dechalba. Nesuba Dechalba means that they had in it the way that wasn't Chol Yisrael. The Shari Dura says that somebody who drinks Chol Shechol V'Goy V'En Yisrael Re'eu, Afilu Ein Behema Tamei Bedir, even if there's no non-kosher animal there, pirates is considered a pirate's gather and Yishchena Nechesh. And so too says the Issa V'Heter. If somebody who is drinks Chol of Akum, he's like drinking Gachalei Eish. He's like drinking, he's like consuming coals of fire, coals made out of fire. The Reishis Chochma says, Shisha Dvorim Meshachin as a Talmud. There are certain things that make a person forget what he learned. Ha'echa Pashachim Mena Achbar, bread that was bitten by a mouse. Pashachim Mena Chatol, bread that was bitten by a cat. V'kela, or a dog. Va'echa Cholav Tamei. And somebody who eats Cholav Tamei. There's an interesting story. There's an interesting mimer from Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak from Lubavitch. He says, Hashoysa Cholav Akum, that somebody says, somebody drinks Cholav Akum, Poiglam Etzlub Amunah, it affects his Amunah. And in fact, he quotes, there was once somebody that came to the Balatanya with a son-in-law. That his son-in-law, he took a son-in-law, a big Talmud Chacham, a very special person, and all of a sudden, this very good person is starting to have questions in Amuna. And the son-in-law himself was very upset why this was happening. So the Baal Tanya told him, I'm sure it happened because you were nichshal in Chol of Akum. And somebody who's nichshal in Chol of Akum, this is what happens. And in fact, I saw from Moshe Sternbuch, and the Chuas van Hagas Chelik Hei, Simeresh Nam Dalet, that he heard from the Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe, that Zekula, that Zahiris Mechal of Akum, somebody being careful from drinking Chal of Akum, is a Zekula for Yerushmayim. And in fact, I saw that Rav Moshe was asked a question from a yeshiva that obviously has an issue with money. This is a tshuva in the Yoridei, Chelik Beis, Simen Lamed Hei. And they asked Rav Moshe a question. Should they buy Chol of Yisrael, which is more expensive, or should they buy Chol of Stam, which is cheaper? And of course, yeshivas need to watch every penny. They don't have enough money. The mammon is mammon hegdish. So Rav Moshe says, it's appropriate that a bal nefesh should be machmer. It's appropriate that the administrators of the yeshivas companies that they have mashgichim watching the milking, even though it's more expensive. If you accumulate this amount over the year, it adds up to a lot of money. And the financial status of the yeshivas is tight these years. And that's why in certain yeshivas they were more lenient in serving chov companies, chov stam. Says Rav Moshe, mekamakum kedai lahachmer. It's appropriate to be machmer. Kigam ze hu minyane chimud v'limud. This is also part of what chinuch means. Sheyedu shekedai v'roy l'bnei Torah. That it's appropriate for bnei Torah lahachmer. Even though the chashash is not real, a real chashash, the mezeh is boinim, because this is how they will learn liros eich lira misurim, how a person is supposed to be concerned about not doing an isur. Because at saas hayeshiva, all the expenses the yeshiva takes on, harei kedai, are worthwhile. Kedai l'chanach don nemen. This is the way we raise Talmidim who are Namonim Lashem Utarasai, Minyone Chinachem Latsamsim. And when it comes to raising our children and being Mechanech them properly, that's not the place to try to save money. The place Chol of Yisrael brings to Yerushalayim. And that's what we're here for.